All right, so we're resuming on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph in Vazar. And the question is, in the Gemara, why is the Yayin in the Tzluchas, in the Mashbech Aser, right? Why is the Yayin in the Mashbech Aser? It's the wine that the Yisrael is pouring in to the guy's bottle, but the guy's not touching it, and it's the Jew's wine. So the Gemara is saying that maybe the idea is nitzuk. Maybe the nitzuk is a chibur. Yeah. So how would that work? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah in Taras. And Rav Huna says, go ahead, I'm Rav Huna, so I want to take it. So Rav Huna wants to say that it's a chibur, all these things are a chibur for Yayin Esav. So Rav Chista, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, where do you get this from? So if you're going to try to deduce it from the Mishnah of Taras, that it says in the Reisha that these things are not a chibur for Tuma and Tara, which implies they are a chibur for something else, namely Yayin Nesach. But you get the opposite implication from the Seifa, that the Ashboren is a chibur for Tumantara. So then you can also get the implication, but it's not a chibur for something else. Okay, and what? And that would be a problem, because if the Ashboren, which is a good chibur for Tumantara, is still not a good chibur for Yayin Esach, then that which is not a good chibur for Tumantara, right, certainly won't be a good chibur for Yayin Esav. Mustafa, that's the problem, no? So what does it mean, l'yayin nesach? So what does Rashi say? You know, the diuk of the Mishnah is that it qualifies what it's a chibur, what it's not a chibur for, what it is a chibur for, which implies it's not a universal din of chibur. So it's a chibur for this, but not for that. So it's not a chibur for this, but this for that. But you get opposite implications. So that's not a good method of deduction. You can't deduce anything. That's what the Gemara says. Elamei ha'leik elamash ramina. Can't learn anything from here. That's not a method. It's not an appropriate method. Because you get ridiculous results. Right? So Rashi's liyayin nesach means what? Shama'ara mekli kosher liyayin nesach. Interesting thing. How would that work? How does that work? Why should that be? What does it mean? What does it mean that what? If you, why? I would have said a different case, right? That if you pour and a guy touches the bottom, right? He's saying if you have Yayin Nesach in the bottom kli, then it'll make the top kli awesome. Make the Yayin and top kli awesome.
Isn't that a more common case?
But the question is, what's the method of that issur? Okay, so plain pshat, it means that, what do you think? What does it mean? Why is the Yayin on the bottom, also the Yayin on the top? Yeah.
So yeah, I just don't understand why that is.
What does it mean? I'm just curious. What does it mean? So why is it Aser?
Why is it a chibur?
No, why is it Aser?
Because it's all part of, or at least connected to, as one unit of wine, the Yayin Nesach on the bottom and the...
So you're saying it's Tarovas?
Basically.
Okay. It's just interesting.
Is there a problem?
Keep that in mind. No. I just don't think we think about it. I just don't think, unless you stop and think about it, you realize what it means exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, what do you say about this question? Why? I mean, even in terms of mikvos, even in terms of just the regular din, it's apparently as a chiddush that nitzuk is not a chibur, right? So what does it mean to say nitzuk would be a chibur? That's what I'm curious about. It's one of those questions, by the way, the Gemara says, the Rishonim say, it's one of those questions like mitzvah tzrichas kavana that's always on the Gemara's mind. Gemara's always searching for a way to answer this question: if nitzik is a chibur or not by Yayin Ezer. But how would you say it's a chibur? I mean, he had a pretty good explanation of why it's not a chibur, right? Because you need surface and structure, and there's no structure to mayim or yayin without a kli. So how would you say nitzuk is a chibur? Just curious if there's an idea like that. What the idea would be. I mean, and it's also not clear when we say that it's not for Tumah and it is for Yayin Esach, is there a difference in those ideas, or is it just we're machmir one and really there's no chibur, but whatever, we just throw it onto Yayin Esach as a chumrah. In other words, you were just trying to work it out in terms of the, like the Rav Nachman, or what was it? That, who said it's a chibur? Rav Huna? Yeah, Rav Huna says a chibur. So Rav Nachman said, where do you get it from? Maybe you get it from the Mishnah, right? But that implies that it's a real intrinsic din, right? That nitzuk, in one sense, that he doesn't mean it just like an extraneous chumrah. But that in one sense, a nitzuk will be a chibur, and in another sense, it won't be a chibur. Right? So you're trying to say, you hear what you're saying? Saying that when you need a mikvah, then you need mikvahs. It won't be a chibur, because why? It won't, because they need a unified body, they need a contained structure, they need a containment. But by Yayin Nesach, it's not a din of containment, it's not a different, not a din of shir, it's just a din of one entity. So you could say it, you could possibly say it's an entity, but not, so it's all one contiguous entity of Mayim, but that doesn't mean, or Yayin, but that doesn't mean it will qualify for mikvah. Mikvah needs more. Here, I hear what you're saying. Okay, but the problem is, we said last week that without container, you don't have any entity of mayim, right? That's the problem, right, Gil? Last week we were saying that it's not just a din of container over there. Container is what unifies liquid. That's what you need. So they should be in sync. If it's good for mikvah, that means you have a unified body. It's not good for mikvah, that means you don't have a unified body. That was bothering you. Right, and the problem also is, you can understand making chiluk between mikvah, you know, it's for tara and yayin ezach, but for tumah and yayin ezach is hard. Right? Okay. Yeah, something, Michael? Yeah. I like what Johnny's saying. In other words, in terms of the basic question, whether nitzuk could be a chibur at all, in general. So, for anything you want. Okay? Even for mikvahs. Well, mikvahs might be a little tricky, but in some sense for mikvahs, in some sense, it should be a chibur. Why? Let's just play it out. Because we're saying like this. What's the deficiency in mayim, right? What's the deficiency in mayim in general, in saying that you have a shear of mayim? The deficiency, we said, is that there's no form to mayim. There's no form to a liquid. So there's nothing to unify it and isolate it into one cheftza. That's you need one entity to have magnitude. Right? You have to have the magnitude of something, an entity. So without some sort of a chibur of unifying the liquid into one entity, you don't have you can't deal with it as in terms of quantity, right? So So that's what we were discussing. Like a solid is intrinsically one entity. But a liquid needs structure to define it. Okay? But, yeah. But what Johnny's saying is like this, that maybe when you pour something, right, if you take liquid and you pour it, so it always creates a certain tsura. In other words, maybe we can say that a nitzuk itself is a tsura. In other words, mayim doesn't normally define its own form when it's still. It'll just seep out as far as it can go. But maybe there's an idea, dafka, that the flow of the mayim, the nitzuk of the mayim, is like a property, is like an intrinsic tzura of the mayim. In other words, the problem is that mayim and liquids don't have an intrinsic tzura. But they do when they're pouring. They always take on a certain well-defined shape when they pour. So maybe dafka, a nitzuk, is chibur, because nitzuk is an intrinsic structure of mayim. You understand? Maybe there's an argument to be made that nitzuk is a structure of mayim. There's always, mayim would be a strange type of a phenomenon, that on its own it has no structure, in its own it has no natural resting structure, but there is a tzura of nitzuk. There's a tzura of nitzuk, because that is, according to its properties, that is a form of mayim. There's a form of mayim of nitzuk. Or do you say no? That anything that doesn't have its own intrinsic structure always needs structure to define it. And you don't say that in this particular case we call it a structure. You say, no, this chepza is mufka from, it doesn't have structure at all. I don't know, I think it's an interesting question. Can you say nitzuk is like an intrinsic form? Mayim will take on certain defined structure. Which structure does it take on? It takes on two structures. The structure, the form of the kli it's in, and its own form of nitzuk, which is not totally on anything else. So maybe in that nitzuk, maybe in that element of nitzuk, you don't need something else. It's an interesting idea, I have to say. No, the question that we're raising is, when the Mishnah says that none of these things are good, is it just saying simply that you need structure, or is there also maybe a possibility that even given the idea of structure, maybe one of these would still be good? You know what I mean? When the Mishnah says none of these are good as a chibur, is it just saying because you need structure and none of these count as structure, right? Or is it possible that even though you need structure, maybe there's still a havamina that one of these might be good? So what Johnny was proposing is, even with the idea of structure, you might say that nitzik is still good. Why? Because it the only time we say you need external structure is when there is no intrinsic structure to the thing itself. But maybe you'll say a nitzuk is a defined tzura of mayim. There is a defined tzura of mayim of nitzuk, a pour. It takes on a it has a mathematical formula. You can figure it out.
What doesn't have structure, do you want?
What doesn't have structure at all? Yeah. It's sort of like you have a river of water. When you tovel in a river, so that is a structure. That is like a mayon is an entity. you do step in the same river twice. It's one entity. Contrary to some philosophers. It's one entity. No, there's a chibur of the whole stream. As a matter of fact, that's what I told you last time, that some hold that even if the river overflows from the rainwater, and rainwater is no good when it's rushing, you can go dive under to where the natural stream would have been. Some shittas hold that's good, because that is the predefined surah of the river. what makes it a river? This certain natural form that it takes. Doesn't you don't go by the you don't say, well, maybe the rainwater is mixed into there. No, that is the river. So a mayan is a similar kind of thing. But a mayan is a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah is telling you that a mayan is one entity of mayan. Otherwise, you need a body to contain it. But maybe you'll say any natural form, like a, and it would have to be a defined form of mayan. That's what I'm trying to say. Just a katafres, I don't think would be this. This would not be katafres wouldn't be considered a natural form of mayim. It would have to be a tsura of mayim. Maybe a nitzuk is a tsura of mayim, because all mayim, and given this, all mayim takes on this structure without any external guidance, just by the pour, just from the pouring, it takes on the structure. So maybe that is the only intrinsic form of mayim. We want to talk about, is there an intrinsic form of mayim? There's only one intrinsic form of mayim. Nitzuk.
Didn't we say last week?
Because mayim is always taking on the form of something, but not nitzuk. So that means maybe that means it's an intrinsic form. So maybe you don't need anything. Maybe you don't need containment when you have intrinsic form of mayim. So I would say the Mishnah is excluding the other two in a different way, but nitzuk is different. Maybe nitzuk is better. Yeah. So that's my out there Havamina of Nitzuk. It's really Johnny's idea. but the question now is, so how would we maneuver to say that it doesn't work for Tumah and Tara, right? Like Yitzi's saying Tumah too, but it will work for Yainessa. It will be a Chibur for Yainessa. So can we work out your idea? Can we? I mean, in terms of going back to what Yehuda was saying, in terms of the why is it the chibur for yayin esach and not for tumah? I mean, you could say it's a chumrah of yayin esach. That's not ridiculous. A lot of chumras of yayin esach. I mean, you'll see the next mishnah that it's not batal. It's asur b'mashu. That's certainly a chumrah of yayin esach. And by tumah, there's a principle of tumah. Ifushi tumah lo mafshinan, something along those lines. The Rabbanan don't extend tumah. They don't jump to make extensions of more things becoming tummy. It's a certain klal. Try to limit tumah. We don't just make more gzeiras to make more and more tumah. If there's a choice to make a gzeira or not, we try to limit tumah. But yayin esach is lesod avozar. It's a very chumra thing. We don't want to have any association to it. So we have extra chumras by yayin esach. So you could say it's different over there, but anyway. So what's your idea, Lemmy? Are you still sticking with it?
I guess so.
Go ahead, one more time. Now that I got it. No, you have to say it's a chumrah. You have to say it's a chumrah, because if it's really a chibur, then for tumah it should be a chibur, right? So you have to say that, it would seem. So in terms of intrinsically speaking, there's no chibur by the mayim unless there's something that's containing it, but by Yayin Esech, the Chumrah of Yayin Esech, they want to say is, since it has nothing to do with containment, the Chumrah is contact alone. As long as all the Mayim is Mechubar via contact, we'll consider it. Now what? I want to hear what. We'll consider it what? What do you consider it?
If there's
contact
between the two.
Yeah, what do you consider it?
One tarot.
One tarot. So I'm just curious, what do you think? If the guy touches the bottom of the pouring, what does that do?
Like he's holding the bottom cup.
You're pouring from your barrel into your cup, minding your own business. The guy sticks his hand in the middle of the stream. What would you say?
Good office or not?
No. What did he touch? That's what I want to know.
Everything.
He touched the water. the liquid.
All the liquid. So it's like he stuck his hand in the barrel and swished it around.
Yeah.
We thought it was a good example.
A good example. Okay. I will have to keep it in mind, because it's a little bit confusing, but it seems there's a machlokas rishonim about that. We'll have to keep it in mind when we get to the next stop. Is the maga in the nitzuk like he's touching the whole, all of the mayim, all of the ayin? Or is it still just like a tarovas?
What's the nafkamina?
So the nafkamina is that if you have a taroves of yayin nesach in your yayin, so according to some in certain circumstances, you basically, it'll be mutar hano. You just have to throw out the hano of that amount. Mm-hmm. You can sell the rest. But if it's all asr, if it's all touched, then it's all asr b'hano. Nothing you can do about it. Right? There's some other nafkaminas, but that's the major one. That's the major one. I mean, there are definitely Rishonim learning like you, but it's interesting. You have to keep it in mind. So you're saying that chibur, that the contact alone makes it in this frame, by yayin nesach or machmir, and we don't look to any, we don't look for any anything beyond the particular, we don't look for anything beyond the physical circumstance of contact to define it. And therefore, it's all like one entity of mayim, of yayin. And it turns out that it would come out, according to this theory, if the guy touches the nitzuk, then it would be like he touched all of them, all of the yayin. Okay. Very good. So now the Gemara wants to prove it from our Mishnah. Why else would the ikvas yayin be aser? It must have been through the nitzuk. Right? Rashi, hi, ikvas yayin, the mashpech, the mai itzer. Halo noga mashpech bi yayin nesach, mishi yor l'toch hatzluchas. It didn't touch the yayin nesach in the when it went down.
The mashpech didn't,
right? Ela benitzuk shechibur yayin b'shev mashpech liyayin shebekar ki isa shel tzluchas. It must be that the wine in the mashpech was joined to the wine in the bottom of the tzluchas. So you see, it's nitzuk. Go ahead.
Shana nitzuk chibur.
Good.
Tani.
Rav Chiya says Tani Rav Chiya b'masnis elach masnis u'mosif. But in other words, it's a brisa of Rav Chiya. Took our Mishnah and he added something to it, and he said it's only shepachsoso tsluchiso. Hard word. What does that mean?
Overflow.
No.
Stir.
Huh?
Stir.
No. Where are you getting all this from? No.
Flows back into the.
It creates an impression in the wine, an indentation. It indents the wine. At least that's the way Rashi learns. If you follow Rashi's trail back to where he finally explains it, that's how he explains it.
Try to read the Rashi.
Good. Because Rashi says it's by the case, by if you have an idol, person has an idol, he says pechsoso. He says so. He says it means like he made a dent in it. That's where the word comes from. That's where Rash is the word it comes from, yeah. So in other words, it's sort of like the top of the wine is sort of indented by the tzluchas.
You mean by the mashbech?
Well, by the mashbech, right. By the mashbech, correct.
Right. It's submerged.
Well, it's not totally submerged, because then it would seem to be double partial if it's totally submerged. It's just like indenting it.
Making contact, yeah.
It's making contact.
Is that like what Tosa says?
Well, Tosa is a little bit different. Right. So now as you filled it up with the you filled up the sluchas so high that it comes and touches the bottom of the funnel. So that's what Rabbi Chiya says. So wonderful, we just solved our problem. Apparently nitzik is not a chibur. Right? Milo tifshut nitzuk eino chibur. So if Rabbi Chiya says the only way that the mashpech, that the yayin and the mashpech is going to be usher is if it's touching, so we've solved our one of our big enigmas in Shas. Nitzuk is not a chibur.
Because the contact is.
Because he says it's dafka the contact.
Which
means nothing else.
No, yeah, nitzuk would not matter.
That's right.
If it came through.
So we've just proved nitzuk is not a chibur. Not so fast. Go ahead.
Lo. Pachsoso sluchiso tishu l'aser. Nitzav tibay.
Very hard Gemara, though. It's a very hard Gemara. So he says, no, he's explaining to you that when it touches, it's aser. But not, but nitzuk is still a question. He's not dealing with that question. It's a separate question. But why does he need to tell you that when you touch yayin nesach, it's aser? Right? So what does Rashi tries to explain that?
Machinan came under the half during the Chia Masnissimi, Sani Shabach Sasmus Lukiso.
Right.
Hal
Halav Hafi. Halav Hafi Shari. So without the touching, it's mutter.
Tisho the Nitzel in a Chibor.
So let's prove that. Mashani, your answer is.
Mashani,
lo. All he's telling you is that when it touches, it's also. Who needs Rabbi Chiya to tell me that?
He gufa it's Richa.
Oh, we do need him to tell us that. Why? Wild. I shouldn't think that it's like Nitzuk. Velo titzar.
Velo titzar.
But if it's not like Nitzuk, so doesn't that still help us though? Don't think it's like Nitzuk. But doesn't that mean if it was Nitzuk, it would be mutter? No, apparently Rav Chiya himself was misopic about Nitzuk. Right? Otherwise it doesn't work out, no?
And so... What was
but the question is, why do you need a chiddush that pachsasa is not like nitzuk and it's like touching?
Because he's saying you would think they're similar.
You might think they're similar. You might think the same running question we have by nitzuk, you'd have by pachsasa. Kamash Mori is telling you no, it's not. We're not. It's not in that question. This one is not a question. The other one, of course, it remains a question. Right. So okay. I have to think about that. Tosis tries to work it out too, what the Havmin would be. But might want to take a look at the Marsha on the Tosis. Or is it the Maram, one of them in the back. Otherwise it's a little hard to figure out what he's talking about. Okay. So that's it. We'll continue Wednesday. Together.